With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. More civilian deaths in the Russian and Ukraine war. Shelling in the center of a Russian border city by Ukraine, killing at least 21 people, including several children.
Images of Belgorod on social media showed burning cars and plumes of black smoke rising among damaged buildings as air raid sirens sounded. Firefighters fought to extinguish a car drowning in flames in the city center. Russian officials accused Kyiv of carrying out the attack, which took place the day after an 18-hour aerial bombardment across Ukraine killed dozens of civilians. In a video statement, Russia's defense ministry spokesperson Igor Konashenkov vowed that Russia would retaliate. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at srnnews.com, at the UN Security Council, Gilad Erdan, the permanent representative to the UN for Israel, says the United Nations should be focusing on violations committed by Palestinian terrorists.
Just yesterday morning, rockets were fired from Lebanon at population centers in Haifa and Akko in northern Israel. 2 days ago, rockets were fired at the northern Israeli city of Kiryat Shmona. And 3 days ago, Hezbollah fired guided anti-tank missiles at St. Mary's Church in the Western Galilee, injuring 11 people. Yet, these brazen attacks on civilians, towns, cities, and holy sites do not warrant an urgent briefing here in this council.
In the meantime, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the war on Hamas and Gaza will continue many more months. He was pushing back Saturday against persistent international calls for a ceasefire in the war. This is SRN News. A new poll is out concerning heaven and hell.
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans whether they believe in either place. 71% of adults say yes, they do think that heaven exists. 61% believe in hell. Meanwhile, the survey also reveals that more than 1 in 4 respondents are convinced that when people die, they come back. 27% think that reincarnation exists, and that after this life, they'll get another one, and another, and another. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion expected to remain a major issue in politics, policy, and courts in the U.S. in the upcoming year, even though most of the states that were expected to impose restrictions have already done so. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion-related questions have been on the ballot in 7 states, and pro-abortion side has won. This is SRN News. Crews removing a Confederate monument from a park in Jacksonville, Florida.
Mayor Donna Deegan ordered the removal of the Tribute to the Women of the Southern Confederacy monument, which has been in Springfield Park since 1915. She said the decision is not an attempt to erase history, but to show that people have learned from it. A proposal to remove the monument was introduced to the Jacksonville City Council in 2021, but the Republican-controlled board never moved on it. Earlier this month, city attorneys determined that city council approval was unnecessary because city funds were not being used for the work. John Scott reported.
Police in Baltimore say officers have shot a man on the leg after he charged at them with a machete. Authorities say officers were conducting a routine patrol when they encountered a naked man walking down the street. The man later charged the officers, and he was shot, now hospitalized. More details at srnnews.com.